Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's August 15th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host. It says Antoine, but it really means B. Steve.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Very good.
Thanks for filling in for Antoine this week. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Antoine is away in the wilderness with no cellular, no internet, and attempting to be one with nature, so...
We still don't know if he's okay or not.
I think he might be hunting bears with his bare hands, but
or hunting Pokemon. We don't know.
That's true. He could be doing that as well. I wonder if there's a gym out in the woods. If a Pokemon gets caught in the woods, does anyone care? Sorry. So Antoine made the doc before he left and I forgot that he wasn't going to be here. So he left himself in as the co-host. So since I'm so used to reading what I see, it was, yeah.
And you were a bit of sleep deprived as well. So kind of autopilot.
My total lack of preparation, pre-reading everything, you know, doesn't help either. All right. That being said, we should get this thing started before I fall asleep at the wheel. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is Night Models, new releases.
Yeah, we have some alternate universe superhero models. So there's a Superman, Green Lantern, and there's also... who you said she were? Supergirl?
Superwoman. Yeah, it's Wonder Woman, but she's called Superwoman. Oh. There's Owlman, who is the alternate version of Batman, and Johnny Quick, you know, alternate version of The Flash. They're the crime syndicate. So, when the good guys go bad, this is what you get. As always, from Night Models, super cool models.
Yeah.
And it's for their DC Universe game, not for their Batman game, because the power levels for this are a little above Batman. Yeah, they do some amazing work. I'm glad DC got a good company on board to do the miniature game. I don't know anything about the game. I've heard some decent things about it, but the models definitely can't be knocked on.
Yeah, they're really good. And there's also Hawk Girl as well, and some other...
Atrocitus.
Yeah, and some Teen Titans as well.
And Suicide Squad. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Jeez. Yeah. Hawk Girl's probably... It's the Birds of Prey.
There's a nice. There's lots of release this month.
Yeah. Well, the game, like Batman and the DC Universe game are super popular in some areas. Not so much here, just because I think everyone has so much difficulty getting models. But I hear about it a lot in the States.
Yeah, it was quite popular at Last Adepticon.
That's true.
And I think in the Ottawa, Gatineau region, yeah. It's popular because there's even going to be... Yeah, and there's going to be a tournament of Batman at the CCBB.
No, that's because of Andrew, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's
one of the organizers, so that helps. I'm sure they're going to have something for him. All right. Next up, Soda Pop Miniatures, Guts.
Guts. It's a cute little soldier, chibi-like. Well... Oh, they're chibi or chibi-like?
Yeah, they're chibi. They're chibi. They're chibi World War II.
Yeah. With cool, cute tanks. Lovable.
Yeah. Tanks. It makes me think of Metal Slug.
Yeah. I had that feeling too. The Sherman really looks like in Metal Slug.
Yep. I just don't know. I mean... $25 US for a chibi model. That's for a chibi tank. That's kind of expensive. But I mean, the squad's $18 US. That seems pretty affordable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess there's a game around this, but I don't know anything about it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't see any rule. I guess maybe it's coming. Who knows? But it's still very cool. So if you like chibis and you like World War II, this is definitely for you. Right. Next up, Awakened Realms, Funeral Witch. Now, this was awesome.
This is a gorgeous model. It's a big model. It's a witch standing or sitting on a branch with a magical bird. She has horns, kind of a
scythe.
Is it a scythe? Okay. Yeah, I thought it at first. Oh, it's a scythe. Okay, I thought it was a kind of a flail and was the fume going. But it, no, you're right.
It's a scythe and the blade seems to be made from smoke.
Yeah.
It is very, very cool. It's a ultra detailed 144mm tall resin models, and it's limited to 200 copies. But wait, that's not all. The price point.
It's $36.
Yeah, I mean, it's American.
It's 36 pounds, so it's 45. Well, if you click on the USD on this website, it's $45 US.
That's weird. Why is it showing the dollar sign for us?
Yeah, it's pound. So it's 36 pounds.
Yeah, okay. So their website is screwed up. So if I go to if I click the link, it shows me $36. But when I add it to cart, it switches to 36 pounds.
So
how strange is that?
It's a bit more expensive than we thought, though.
Well, not really.
Well, 36 pounds is around what? $65 Canadian, something like that?
No, not anymore, my friend. The pound has come down immensely. Brexit happened. I'll tell you, the pound and the US dollar, I think, are very close for us. To Canadian dollar. Ba, 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 ba.
I should sing some tune while you search. We won't have a blank.
It's $59 Canadian.
Oh, that's not too bad. I mean, $60 for that big of a model and such high detail.
Yeah. And the, it's 1.65 for Canadian for the pound and about 1.35 for the US dollar. So it's a bit stronger than I thought, but still. Oh, it's the euro. The euro is weaker than the pound. I always get the two confused. The euro is about the same as US dollars for us, but still. I think $60 Canadian is a very reasonable price for a model that size, cast in resin. I mean, I've paid far more for far less in terms of models. I'm looking at you, GW. Definitely go check that out from Awakened Realms.
Yeah, nice presentation piece for all the painters who are listening to the show.
Exactly. Next up, Freebooter Miniatures. Oh boy, Yakchakook. We'll go with that. I'm never gonna be able to pronounce that. I'm not even sure. She's an Amazon, right?
She's it's a girl. She doesn't have much clothing in a fantasy game. Yeah,
she's a blowgun. Well, no, it says she can work for the cult or the Amazons. So I'm assuming she's an Amazon. Yeah. She has she's a jungle woman. She's got a blowgun. Cool looking model. I like the look. I mean, she's got enough that she's not hanging out all over the place. Like, got enough on, I should say. cursed arrows, which she can shoot. Yeah. They say cursed arrows, but I see poison. I see a blowgun, so I assume they mean cursed darts, but whatever.
It looks like a bolo gun, though.
Like a blowgun?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Not a bolo gun. I don't know what a bolo gun is.
No, it's a blowgun.
Yeah. You need more liquid English, Steve.
I think so.
Anyway, super nice model. Freebooters has a lot of really neat stuff if you like pirates. And who doesn't like pirates?
Arr.
I mean, really, exactly. All right.
We should do the... September 21st news episode talking like pirates for International Pirate Day.
Yeah. I
challenge accepted, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering now little segue here. Antoine with his accent trying to do a pirate in English.
Arr.
Yeah, that would be the oddest combination of stuff. It might be worth doing just to see what happens. All right. Enough about pirates. Krumlik. My God, what is it with these names? Dverger, Commando Medic.
I think Antoine did it on purpose since he wasn't there.
So. So what is this?
It's a squat medic.
That's exactly what it is. It's a squat. I mean, it's a dwarf. Yeah. It's a sci-fi dwarf.
Oh, yeah. Squat is IP violation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a science fiction dwarf.
Who's a combat medic?
Obviously not in the far future of the U.S. military, because they won't allow dwarves to fight. Transgender dwarves, regular dwarves, gay dwarves, no dwarves. So, sorry, I couldn't resist. sci-fi dwarves. €7. It's cute. It's Krumlik. Krumlik has a lot of neat stuff.
Yeah. Super detailed.
You know, great accessories, great bits. And you could totally throw this into your Imperial Guard army as a medic.
Yeah.
And your command squad. And no one would say anything, right? It's very cool. And it's €7. I mean, it's so easy to spend money at Krumlik, too.
Yeah, because when you start
so many bits and so many
browse, like, vehicles. Exactly.
And, yeah. It's a dangerous site. Very dangerous. All right. Next up. Warlord Games. New Matilda CS tank.
Oh, it's a tank for the Australian Army for a bolt faction. And it's a tank with a flamethrower, right?
Yeah. It's got a flamethrower, is my understanding.
Yeah.
It is a very cool model. You know, it's neat that we see all these 28mm tanks coming now for miniature games. I'm so used to, like, Flames of War scale. It always is amazing when I see a 28mm, you know, World War II game on the table.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And it's got a bunch of weapon options. You do have the flamethrower. You've got the close support variant with a different gun. It's pretty awesome. I'd never even heard of a Matilda tank, but it looks cool. So I had to put it in the dock.
And it throws fire, so.
Oh, exactly.
Purge it with fire. What's not like. What's
and as we know, like, fire is automatic hits. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Well, pretty sure it was hitting a lot
in World War
II as well.
That may be why they banned its use.
Yeah.
All right. Next up. Now, this is kind of a tip of the hat to Antoine. Pulp City, the Master preview. Now, this is a cool looking. I don't know if he's a villain. I assume he's a villain. He's got an evil mustache. He's got to be a villain.
And he has not a puppet, but he has an animal on his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know what that animal is. Maybe a Komodo dragon or something.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, smoke swirling around him. He looks pretty cool. I don't know what faction he's going to play for. I severely hope he's for The Way, which is the faction I'm picking up. If ever I get Antoine to send me the link to the guy who was selling them. he looks really cool. And Pulp City actually just released a big kind of... Well, not just. I guess it was in, like, June. A big kind of press release of the state of the company. Because they kind of went quiet for a while. But they're ramping back up now, which is really nice. And it is a super cool game. Highly encourage anyone who likes superheroes to go try Pulp City. It is a very dynamic and fun game.
Yeah, where the monkeys and the ape can throw anything around, like phone booths and park bench and stuff like that.
Well, not just the monkeys and apes can throw stuff, Steve. Everyone can throw stuff.
Okay.
It just happens that when we see Antoine play, he's playing monkeys and they throw stuff. Yeah.
Probably that's why.
But it's very cool. And the sculpts are getting better and better from them, so it's very neat. All right, next in line, Vanguard Miniatures, new Battlegroup Helios releases.
So these are count as models for Battle Fleet Gothic, and they're Imperial ship, right?
Yeah, and they look really nice. Better than any Battlefleet Gothic ship ever did.
Yeah. And they're
Not that the Battlefleet Gothic ships were bad for their time, but these look really nice.
These are a nice upgrade.
Yeah.
And they're all, they are resin models, mm-hmm. super detailed, super crisp. Like the tiny guns are really well separate and everything is really good.
Yeah. No, it looks really nice. And the price point is not bad. I mean, they're not cheap, but resin miniatures never are. Three corvettes, 7 pounds. Three assault frigates, 9 pounds. Dreadnoughts, 12 pounds. That's not terrible.
And as we said earlier, the pound dropped. So, it's a good time to buy stuff from the UK.
It's certainly cheaper than original Battlefleet Gothic figures were when they went
End
of life, right?
Pretty much comparable to when it was first released by GW.
Yeah, 20 years ago or whatever, yeah. And? It's funny, because I guess now's the time, because all these old games are coming back, right? Blood Bowl, Necromunda. I wonder if they're going to redo Battlefleet Gothic.
Well, probably. I mean, because when we were kids, we used to play those games, and as we know, nostalgia sells.
Yeah, but that game was the weakest game I think they had. Pretty in terms sure of mechanics.
I'm pretty sure they're thinking about bringing back Manowar at one point, if it works. Even though they tried with kind of a different way with Dreadfleet a couple of years ago. Yeah. But
well, Dreadfleet wasn't bad. The problem is the game had no or very limited replay value because of the mechanics for it. That was the biggest problem.
Yeah.
But the minis were really cool.
Yeah, it was.
I have to say.
And maybe, who knows? Maybe even Necromunda could return one day.
Wait. Was that a segue, Steve?
It was. Next up,
Games Workshop, Necromunda returns.
Oh my god, the liquid English is kicking in.
So Necromunda, I mean, we saw Shadow War Armageddon come out, which is basically Necromunda reskin for Space Marines and Imperial Guard and stuff. And we thought that was going to be it, right? They released some terrain, they released the book, it's kind of a splash release. A lot of people really liked it.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. So now they've come out and said, we're going to do Necromunda Underhive. And we're going to have new models for gangs. And they are going to look freaking amazing.
And I'm so happy about that announcement.
Who did you play back in the day, Steve?
The Redemptionist. Purge it with fire.
Right. See, I played Escher. In fact, I still have my Escher gang. I was looking at them not more than a week ago and thinking how ugly those models were by today's standards.
Yeah.
I mean, they certainly got a classic nostalgia feel to them, but make no mistake, they were ugly.
I think the Redemption is still look good, but maybe that's my nostalgia speaking more.
Yeah. I mean, but you played Warhammer Fantasy too, right?
Yeah.
That style stayed for Warhammer Fantasy. The Empire figures were still sculpted that same kind of cartoony look. So, that's probably why. So, yeah, multi-part plastic gangs. I think they've got two out of the gate, which are going to be Goliath and Escher.
Yeah, probably they're going to be the starter box.
Yeah. And I don't know if we have a date yet, but I think it's soon.
No, we need to keep an eye on the Warhammer community page for all the latest news and previews. See, I was prepared, huh?
Yeah, wow. Way to go, Steve. All right. So, that will take us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news.
Yes.
And first up, we have Boyd's Toys, The Lawgiver, Unmasked, Miniatures Bust.
So, this is the from the Chronicle of the Wayfarer, the cute 15 millimeters model that Antoine painted in the contest.
Hey, totally not Chronopia.
No, it's not.
Right. Okay, and gotcha.
Now there's a bust on Kickstarter.
And it's a very nice bust.
Yeah, it is.
And it is already backed. Well, this is a really nice figure. And in fact, he's got some pictures
of Antoine's miniature.
I was going to say, of Antoine's miniatures in the Kickstarter. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see?
No, I hadn't scrolled down, so I didn't see that they were there. Oh, that's cool. So go check out the Kickstarter just so you can see Antoine's painted 15mm models that he did blending on, so you can hate him as much as I do. And also you can check out the bust that they're selling, because it's really neat. I can see this being redone for a Space Marine bust, or, you know, just as it is.
And depending on your pledge, you can get the 30mm figure full miniature. Of the Lawgiver.
Yeah, this is very cool. All right, so let's get some details here. So there, what's the pledge? So if you want just the 30mm figure, it's $16. That's not bad. The bust and 30mm figure is $45 US, which again is an amazing deal. I think for that size model plus the 30mm, I don't think you're going to go wrong. They were looking for $1,000. They're currently at $1,222 with 13 days left to go. So they fully funded. And at this price point, I doubt that's going to change. So unless something unforeseen happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on August 28th, 2017. Next up, we have Spartan Games Firestorm Galaxy expansion.
Yeah, so they're going to Kickstarter for an expansion. Is it an expansion, yeah, of their game, or they're just...
Yep, it's basically...
a new starter set?
Well, no, it's a bunch of expansion product based off of user feedback, I think is what they said.
Okay.
So they polled a bunch of their customers and asked people what they wanted, and then they come up with a release schedule based off that. And it looks, you know, it looks like Firestorm. So, I mean, Firestorm's a game that's been around forever. Again, it started out pretty strong here, along with all the other Spartan games, and then just disappeared. So we don't see much of it played locally, but when I go to cons, I always see people playing it. So I'm assuming there's a pretty good life to the game still, just not here. I mean, I have a bunch of fleets that I've held on to for years.
Pretty sure Antoine has some as well.
Yeah. So it seems to be a two-player starter set.
Yeah, actually, it's for the third edition of the game. Because if you see in the pledge, like one of the pledge for £20 or more, you get a copy of the new Firestorm Armada 3.0 core rulebook.
Yeah. And you seem to have some new ships for the existing factions as part of starter sets. And scenery and just tons of stuff. I like the new bases that hold dice to keep track of stuff, because that was the one problem I had with the game, was trying to pile little tokens on top of the base when you move the ships to keep track of what systems were damaged and what was going on. I found it a little cumbersome. But I mean, the models are big for Firestorm Armada, and I always like them. I bought my first fleet was a Cerulean fleet, because I thought they looked so different from what we see. And then, of course, I bought the Terran fleet, because it was a Battlestar Galactica fleet. That looked kind of cool. Yeah. Super nice stuff. I hope it does well. And I mean, it seems to be doing okay. Looking at the numbers, we have... Well, the rulebook's only £20, so that's a good price. And then two-player star set's £65. Deluxe star set's £150. It goes up from there. So they were looking for £50,000 total. They're at £38,675. With 25 days to go. So they are well on their way with plenty of time to succeed.
Yeah.
So assuming they hit their target, the Kickstarter will be fully funded on September 9th, 2017. As we say in French, suivant next. Midnight Heroes, Super Chibi, round 3. Fight.
I was going to say that.
Well, you say round 3, I mean, it's, you know,
exactly.
It's going to happen.
So, it's this time it's for 3 super chibi. We have a ninja with name Shin, a blind gunman.
Blind, yeah, spy type guy, I guess. Yeah.
And, of course, every chibi needs a girl release in there.
Well, it's an elven archer, female elven archer.
Yeah, it needs to be a girl, right?
Yeah. And there's a chibi bust that I think they've hit their target. So that's going to be released? No. Okay. So that's at $2,000. So they're on their way there. Now, it's important to mention that Midnight Heroes is a company. They've done a few Kickstarters now for small releases at a time. His original Kickstarter, if I'm not mistaken, was done to fund a medical procedure for his wife. So it's he's a good guy. He's got some nice models. If you like chibis, support him, because good people should be supported. And he's literally like a guy in his basement, so it's not like other companies that produce chibi models that shall not be named that run Kickstarters for millions and millions of dollars when they don't really need to as a pre-sale tactic. This is a guy who's producing a few models that he's designed in-house. You know. So you're helping out regular Joe. What do we have here? So the pledge is $20. I mean, how do you go wrong? So for $20, you get 3 minis plus all unlock stretch goals. You can't go wrong.
No.
All right. So he was looking for $900. He's currently at $1,393 with 10 days left to go. So he's already hit his target. I would like to see him unlock that bust because we don't really see chibi busts.
No, not at all, actually.
And it's a cool kind of barbarian chick design. I like it. It would be nice to see him hit that because then I would have to buy it and add it to my drawer of chibi models. But I digress. So he's looking for 900. He's at 1,393. He's got 10 days left to go. So there's still time to hit that 2,000. Do it for me, guys. Get me that bust. And if he hits his targets, everything will be fully funded on August 25th, 2017. And last up this week, man, another name I can't pronounce. Jugorama.
Well, it Iron Wars.
Well, passively good, yeah. So Jugorama Iron Wars.
So this is, it's a board game with, giant mech, actually.
Robot jocks.
Yeah. sorry. To be more precise. And I think it's either like co-op or competitive mode. So you have both ways to play the game. And this the Kickstarter is for the starter box to play the game.
Yeah, so just reading the description, it's a co-op campaign and competitive mode. So you've got a co-op campaign with 8 missions and 2 competitive modes, deathmatch and arena. So you're a mercenary company, select your mechs and fighters, hire your mercenaries, and use the resources to win. It looks neat. It's kind of retro, like the mech kind of look like, maybe you think of the Matrix. Third Matrix, you know, the ones defending Zion, the kind of big clunky guys with giant guns.
Yeah, well, the open face one kind of is a bit reminiscent of the power loader in Aliens.
Yeah, that is also very true.
Like the way the guy is sitting in and everything.
Yeah, I think the infantry don't do much for me, the infantry models, because they're single pose. There's 4 different types of infantry, but each one is the same pose, so that's kind of boring. But there are a lot of components to the game, so it could be interesting. What do we got here? So, the numbers. So, basic game, €75 before shipping. Actual shipping charges will be applied at the end of the Kickstarter. You know what? In the realm of board games with miniatures, that's pretty reasonable. I think that's pretty much where the rest of the market's at, so they're not asking for an arm and a leg.
Nope.
And apparently I'm not wrong, because they're looking for €25,000, excuse me, to produce the game, and they've got €28,000, nearly 29,000 in pledges already.
With 19 days to go.
Days left to go, exactly. So they are very likely to be pledged, to be funded, I should say. And if everything goes well, this will be fully funded on Sunday, September 3rd, 2017.
That's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Well, Steve, thanks again for taking the time to come and help me out with this.
Well, because
if I had to do this by myself, it would be rather boring and strange.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could disguise your voice and pretend you're 2-person.
Hello, I am Paul's co-host.
Lup. Because it's Paul.
I can talk with a French accent, you know, something very cheesy and like the movies do, you know.
You sound like a drunk Pepe Le Pew. That's not good.
That's kind of what I was going for. So.
Well, it worked then.
I hear the chicks dig that.
I don't have the achievement unlock sound from the Xbox for you.
That would be funny. All right. Before my exhaustion makes me do something even sillier, I'm going to head out. Steve, thanks again. And we will see you later on this week when we record Guilds of the North.
Take care, Paul.
Bye, geeks. Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.